It's a Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.
The man said the crime slowed down. That explains why there's so many cops in my town.
Your talks on Ken.
So many years in the struggle, man. Don't know how to live.
No, this shit is real. Good morning and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge talking over straight Jadakiss in the back. Just trying to get my vibe right so I can talk to you. And this morning, again, I'm talking to my fellow mail handlers. I want to say to you that I don't know what the hell I did to make you view me in the manner in which you view me when we communicate on social media. Let me tell you something. My goal, all I try to do is bring information to the craft. Now, I addressed an issue about clerks doing mail handler works, clerks and management. Actually, clerks, management, and SDOs are all happily engaged in performing mail handler work on a daily basis in Columbus, Ohio. But when I addressed it, you would have thought that I fabricated that story and had no clue of what I was talking about. Even though many other folks agree, and if you read posts from on other sites, I'm not the only one talking about that. So I don't really understand why it is that when I bring an issue up, you want to attack me. But I want you to know that I do what I do because I believe in what I do, and I don't see me stop doing this anytime soon. If you would just try to take some of the stank off of how you view me and listen to what it is I'm trying to explain, you might, I'm not saying you will, I'm saying you might learn a thing or two. The issues that you face every day, I was on the other side of the table, probably in most of my, in some of the mail handler's thought process, I was probably the one pushing that issue. So I'm simply saying to you, I have a different level of understanding. And I'm not saying a right level. I'm saying a different level. If you've been attacking an issue the same way for years, and the results are, they're mediocre. Well, you win some, you lose way more than you win, but you win some. And now you have a different way of attacking it. I'm simply saying it's worth a try. What are you going to lose? I mean, what could, it's not going to be worse than what you have now. It's just a different way of attacking a problem. And this problem that we're talking about right now would be management crossing crafts at will, performing mail handler work. Now, I know we're in the middle of this COVID-19 pandemic, and I know there's a strain on a lot of people. But you have to understand there's a strain on that postal employee coming to work every day also. And what we're asking is, once again, utilize fully the mail handler craft to perform mail handler work before any other consideration is given to another craft. And I say that loosely because I don't know if you are aware of your surroundings to the level that I make sure I am. You'll see less and less letter mail and flat mail about to come through the system, which means if you keep up with factors of production, that you're going to have a lot of clerks that may not be fully employed. which means there's going to be some negotiations going to be taking place about what we're going to do with that clerk craft. Again, this is just how I see it from where I sit on my forklift driving every day. So I don't have any managerial insight, but I just understand mail volume,
mail flow,
and I understand as you see more and more packages coming in, mail handler craft is going to be indulged with work, inundated with work. But as far as processing of letters and flats, that's not going to be so much. At least, again, that's from my perspective and my perspective only. So when you hear me say this, just remember this is that guy, Ken Hodge. And now is a good time to remember that I don't know so much. but I'm simply saying, I said all that to say, if as coming back to the mail handler craft, as a craft of mail handlers, if you don't make it known right now that there has to be consequences, deep consequences, for crossing of crafts, taking mail handler's job, if you don't begin that stand or take that stand now, what are you going to do in a few months when, or not even a few months, in a few weeks, that letter mail disappears and flat mail shrinks, and now they have to find work for the clerk craft on a regular basis. Now, you already have them performing your work now. And again, I don't know what fight or what voice is being in opposition to that. But I'm saying we got to stand up right now and let it be known that if it's mail handler work, it's only right that you allow mail handlers opportunity to do it. And if that day should come when negotiations have to take place because there's not enough work in the clerk craft, I hope our headquarters negotiates that all overtime stays in the mail handler craft before it is given to any other craft. I'm just saying. Now, back to the podcast. To do it. And with respect to what you see me post, I post things to try to encourage you to pick your contract up and read it. I know this is going to sound crazy, but do you know, sometimes stop and think about how much of union contract or postal business you know as a result of somebody told you. Now, that's somebody you probably had a lot of faith and confidence in. I mean, not faith and confidence, but you know, consider them to be a pretty good employee or whatever. But have you ever just stopped and read some of the things that somebody has told you? And I'm going to tell you right now before you read it, you're going to be surprised. What they told you, probably they got most of it right. But as you read it for yourself, you're going to see there are nuances to a lot of things that we talk about in this union contract that you just have not allowed yourself to be exposed to. And I'm saying some of what I post, how many stewards should be in an office. Most people just take it for granted of the number that's there. But there are criteria behind that. When I post about a 3189 or a 3971, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to impress you with the nomenclatures of these forms. That's just how I'm used to saying them. When I talk to you about a change of schedule or request for leave, there are aspects of those forms that we've taken for granted wrong for a lot of years. And I'm saying, because I understood it differently, I present it to you differently. So now, instead of just shunning what I'm saying to you, Now you have two ways to look at it. And I guarantee you're going to like what I'm trying to show you. Now, I'm not saying I'm the only one with this knowledge. I'm not saying that because I've interacted with quite a few who I consider strong union individuals. And I'm sorry if they get mad if I say their name, but Sister Kelly, wow, real strong. I mean, I've communicated on social media with her. Her advice and guidance and references are always on point. Out in California, you got Brother Tony. Yeah, he said some bullshit about me during the campaign, but I think he gonna be strong in California. You know, Gibson up in the eastern, up in the area. I'm sorry, I can't remember his first name. Again, these are just people that I've met that I consider to be strong. And you don't know, no. And I met our national president, and I'm sure if you sat him at a table, he had to negotiate like he really wanted to. I'm sure he could lay a pretty strong hand down as well. So I'm not saying I'm the only one with knowledge. Please, I'm not even saying that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'd be remiss in my duties. I'm sorry. My bad. If I didn't mention my man, the judge. I guess I could say my bad on the podcast. But no, when I talk about knowledge and just coming with the rawness, man, that's kind of what you get when you deal with my man Judge. So again, I'm just trying to say, I don't say I'm the only one with knowledge like that. I'm not trying to say that. I'm saying I want to join those ranks from where I am. Okay, let's make that clear. No, I'm not sitting here applying for a position. I'm just saying I'm going to do what I'm going to do from where I am. But there are other powerful union voices out there, is the point I'm trying to make. Hey, listen, have a great day. This is Ken Hodge. I'm just trying to talk to you. And again, I'm going to keep talking to you. I just hope you'll listen.